And we went from the Song of Songs, or the Songs of Solomon, to a song by Travis that expresses God's love to us in a wonderful and loving way. We come to a special time in our church service as we recognize any joys, concerns, and praises. And most all of us know that our hearts are breaking over the loss of 12 military folks this past week in Afghanistan. And not much that can be said about it, but unfortunately, it's in the world that we're in that things like this take place. But the good news is the hope that we have in Christ, that something much better ahead, eternal life. And we pray for the families and pray for the situations all around the world. And it just almost seems hard to believe that just a few hundred miles to our west is a Category 5. At least it was predicted to be a Category 5 hit New Orleans again this morning. So we have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to be in prayer about. Do we understand all this stuff, why it happens and things happen? Not really. We are in a world that God created us with the gift of free will. And that's not only free will for us who believe, but free will with people around the world that means harm to one another. And of course, we like to think we can control the weather, but the weather is still out of our reach as far as controlling it. So we pray for the folks in New Orleans and also pray for the families of our military folks, and thank God for the ones that are still standing in harm's way to keep us free in this country. The reason we were over there in the first place is because of 9/11, and my heart goes out to a lot of them that are still left behind as we try to wind down that war. Judy and I were in Egypt when 9/11 happened in this country. We were down in Luxor, in the Valley of the Kings. So we felt a little bit of that being stranded because all the airports were closed. We didn't know when we were going to get back home, if we were going to get back home. So we understand a little bit of that anxiety for those that are left behind. So with that, I'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. Miss Pat.
Yes. And it just was put on my heart to say, Lord, be with them.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Please, Joanne.
Also, this morning we were reminded of the missionaries in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Fighting for their own lives.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank goodness we have some Christian organizations around the world that going in there behind the scenes that not too many know about, and got out quite a few of them, but there's still a lot there. And some of the retired military people too are going in behind the scenes trying to get people out. So yeah, thank you for the missionaries. Betty.
Tuesday morning, my brother-in-law went home to be with the Lord.
Yeah. Brian. We've had him on our prayer list for quite a while, and we lift up Betty's sister, Patricia, or Patty, as you affectionately call her, right? So, and we lift up Betty. Betty and Phil are going to travel to the memorial service week after next. Yeah. So, thank you very much. Anybody else this morning?
Travis. Tina was playing the podcast and some sort that was from missionaries over in Afghanistan. Some of them were choosing to stay. And they're staying because they believe that this government is going to cause a lot of the Islamic folk to want to turn away from that religion. And so they thought it's going to be thrown around. So those people have lots of courage, and I know they know the Lord is on their side and pray for their protection. And their success is as they go forward and share the gospel.
Yeah, they go into these places living out the what we call the Great Commission and sharing the gospel for those who are around the world that otherwise would never be able to hear it. And so, Anybody else this morning? Well, we're grateful that you're here this morning, and we're grateful for this little church, and we thank you for your faithfulness and your attendance, and we just come into an attitude of prayer this morning.